Timothy Harris, you've come all the way from South Africa and you've been participating in World Youth Day.
Yes.
But unlike other young people I've been talking to who just tell me how wonderful it all is, which of course it is, you come and you're going away with a very specific project. It's called the Catholic Leadership Academy. Is that
right?
That's
right, Sean, yes.
Before we get to that, tell us how you yourself got to it.
Okay, thank you. World Youth Day for me has been a very important experience. This is the third of the World Youth Day experiences that I've been privileged to be a part of. The first one was in Sydney in 2008. I went as a pilgrim, a youngster, very much in search of some spiritual encounter, some guidance, some direction. It proved to be an amazing experience for me, and after on returning home, I began a spiritual journey of discovery. I was working at the time in advertising on big global brands, living kind of the large life. And after, it became very clear after World Youth Day that I needed something more important to do than sell booze, sell fuel, and sell pharmaceuticals. I needed to represent something that I cared about. So after 2 years of continuing that, I left my job in advertising to take on the first position as a youth ministry coordinator at my local parish in Cape Town. The church is called St. Michael's, and the intention of taking on that role was to basically reinvent the way we teach catechism. We introduced a program called Life Teen, and for 3.5 years I've been running that program. Now, in 2011, I was very privileged to be able to go to Madrid, again, in search of spiritual refreshment, looking for continuous guidance. And I came back from Madrid with a deep sense that we in Cape Town could do so much more for the church. We are very lucky to be close to UCT, University of Cape Town, which is full of very talented young people.
And Cape Town is in 2014 is the world capital of
design.
Design, is that right?
It's quite a prestigious honor. Usually it's in places like Berlin or Milan. To have it in Cape Town is really wonderful. And Cape Town, I must say, from a design and creativity point of view, is really, really, really rich. There's lots of talent, lots of entrepreneurial energy there in the creative industries. So feeling that sense in Cape Town and wanting to present the Catholic story in a refreshed way with an African flavor, making it relevant to the African audience that we have, I began conversations with the mentors that I have, obviously coming back from Madrid, to try to group together some of this talent to really tell the Catholic story. And having gone down that road, we started to realize that we could tell the story, but often the audience, it would be difficult to get the message across to the audience. So just because of the way that media is consumed, Catholic media isn't really consumed very well in South Africa.
How vital is Catholic media in South Africa?
It's absolutely vital. We have some newspapers, one of them specifically the Southern Cross, which has a fairly high readership. We have a radio station called Veritas, which has I can't comment on the figures.
Young people following these? Where are the young people getting their
information? Young people tend to get their information from international websites most of the time.
Just like anywhere else in the world.
That's great. There's lots of good stuff out there. Very much of it isn't coming from a South African context. And South Africa faces very specific challenges, especially at this time. For example, we are 20 plus minus 20 years since the introduction of proper democracy, and where previously young people had a cause to serve to bring down the apartheid regime. Now there's a sense of what are young people actually here for? What can we do? Currently, our currency is at a very low point. There's not a lot of trust in the government at all. There's lots and lots of corruption that exists in the government.
Youth unemployment.
Employment is a big challenge. We have very, very much high poverty rate, and there is a vast gap between the rich and the poor.
Okay. So those are challenges.
Those are large challenges.
Are young people aware of those challenges? Do they want to get engaged with those challenges, or do they feel that they should wait and see, let someone else take care of them?
Young people want to get involved in those challenges, but very often they don't know how. They don't have a platform or a channel to throw their energy into to make a realistic difference. And that in itself is a challenge.
And that's where you step in.
And that's where I would love to step in with the Catholic Leadership Academy. And because this is an opportunity to bring together young people, Catholic Christian people, and to start to make a change to the way we see our lives. Instead of seeing our lives as an opportunity to have fun, to get rich, to kind of exploit the opportunities we have, but rather to draw people together to actually serve, to make a difference and to change the current context within South Africa.
And how's this Catholic Academy going to do that? How's it structured?
What we feel is that young people need a cause, and that with well-equipped leaders, anything is possible. Through my experience in ministry, when we've had good leaders, ministry flourishes, young people are drawn toward it. Their motivation and willingness to be involved and to make change is heightened. When we have seasons of poor leadership, weaker leadership, there's less cohesion and less understanding of what the challenges are and how we can actually actively address those. So our intention is to start, rather than start with addressing the specific problems, we'd like to engage young people with leadership talent and to hone that leadership talent, to teach them about the knowledge of the Catholic Church, to take them on a spiritual journey, to look at the huge concept of leadership, to teach them that in order to serve and in order to be a leader is a great service, and that service starts with the example of Jesus Christ. And then obviously also to talk about the nuts and bolts of running a youth ministry, because that in itself is a complex thing. So if we can train these leaders to think, and if we can unite them in one place and build relationships with these individual leaders, and then having gone through a year curriculum to sort of send them back into their parishes with that skill, with the motivation, with those relationships, to then work in their communities, addressing their specific contexts with their priests and their clergy and the rest of the laity, and to inspire those people, then we will have these hubs based around Cape Town where there is energy and flourishing goodness.
It's a model that could be extended to the rest of Africa as well.
Absolutely. Sure. We're starting in Cape Town. The intention is to run our first academy in 2015. That gives us the rest of this year in 2014 to put in place the final bits and pieces. There really is a lot to be done. So we'll start in 2015, and then in Cape Town. 2016, we'll launch Durban and Johannesburg. And then going forward into 2017, into other areas of South Africa, the continent, and ideally other countries in the world.
Which will be just in time, probably, for the next World
Youth. I look forward to the opportunity of bringing a delegation from the Catholic Leadership Academy to World Youth Day, because specifically in this World Youth Day context, we can then look around us and talk about the vital importance of taking this experience and making it make sense in the world that we go back to.